Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Most of us don't see it happening yet, but exciting changes in medical care are bubbling beneath the surface.
Genomic medicine will one day provide people with unique treatment based entirely on their unique genomes.
Many major medical schools and hospitals already possess centers for genomic medicine. They've begun sequencing the genomes of patients, and in the case of cancer, their tumors, in order to map out a treatment plan.
This is possible because sequencing a human genome now costs just $2,000 to $4,000 and takes 1 to 3 days. Consider the first human genome sequence had cost $1 billion and 8 years to complete.
We now have more than 2,500 human genome sequences representing 26 distinct human populations. So far, just these sequences show 100 million variations, proving just how unique that makes each of us, and thus our diseases.
In the case of cancer genomics, determining the DNA sequence of tumor cells may identify the cause and type of the cancer. Then the doctor could use the patient's genome to determine which drugs are most effective. This is called pharmacogenomics.
Genomic medicine is also allowing new non-invasive prenatal diagnosis. Scientists can sequence a fetus's genome from its DNA in the mother's blood, rather than using more invasive methods which are a risk to the baby.
While it appears genomic medicine is inevitable, one big challenge is insurance companies. How they treat these new advances could influence the medicine of the future.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.